Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and as always, I'm joined by my winter analysis co-host,
Rebecca.
And today we're talking about the final eight, really, is where we're at. The final eight, we're just analyzing the final eight and of Survivor 43 and seeing who are the contenders, who are the pretenders, because we really, at this point, it's almost like you can't ignore anybody, but I feel like in a sense, we could probably still ignore a couple people from winning the game.
Yes.
So Rebecca, Mary and I talked a bunch on our previous podcast, on our weekly podcast. But what did you think about the double tribal, double boot episode?
Yeah, I thought it was really exciting and interesting. I was thinking about it actually as I was watching. I thought it was interesting how they split into two tribes so that you have, you know, two groups of five again that are voting people out, and just how, like, I was putting myself in the position of, like, being a player in the game. And I feel like being in one group of five people is way scarier to me than a group of 10 people where two people are getting voted out, even though it's, like, technically the same odds. But it's just, like, I don't know, when you're in a group of five, there is, like, nowhere to hide. And so I thought that was, like, really cool because we got to see more gameplay from some players that have been, like, a little bit... I don't know, a bit under the radar recently, but because you're now in this group of just, like, a small, you know, group of people, it's like, that's the time to make big moves, and we got to see that, and that was super exciting. And also, I'm so happy that Ryan got voted out. I'm sure he's, like, a great person, but, like, just, it was a long time coming, and I don't know, yeah, I was very happy, honestly, with both him and James, because, like, James had been, I know I had him really high in the last podcast. I think I had him at, like, number four. But, like, I don't know. He was just being really sketchy in the last couple episodes. And, like, I didn't really like the way he was treating Owen. And obviously that was, like, a whole thing in this last episode. But, yeah, I was happy with both of the boots. And, yeah, I just thought it was, like, a really good, engaging episode. So I really enjoyed it.
I think that... So they've done this three seasons in a row now, this they split them up into two groups. And I told Mary that I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
And I hope that this is the last time, but if they do it in 44, hope that's the last time.
Yeah.
But yes, it does create some interesting dynamics. I think I'm glad that Owen and James ended up on the same team because it would have been very anticlimactic if they were on separate teams. And then one of them got voted out, especially James. James going made sense. Ryan, I think they should have just dragged him to the end as a goat. Nobody's voting for Ryan. He's not convincing any jury to vote for him.
Yeah,
there's no jury.
That's
it's gonna
true.
Be like, Ryan, yeah, you're the winner of the season. It's not happening.
Yeah,
like, so Gabler could have beat Ryan. That's where I feel like right now.
Yeah,
Sammy could have beat Ryan, you know. So yeah, I think it was a pretty good episode. Noelle coming in with the MVP play of stealing a vote to make James feel safe so that no idols or nothing gets played at all. In fact, James, as it turns out, according to Jeff Probst, could have played his knowledge of power after she stole the vote.
So I didn't know
that part of the power.
Right.
I didn't know that he could still play it on something that had just been played. So apparently it's really good that she played it on Owen and not James, because had she played on James, James could be like, I'm stealing her advantage and then playing it back on her.
Interesting.
You know?
So
like reverse Uno card.
He can steal it after she played it? That's crazy.
Yes, that's what Jeff said. And I'm like, who comes up with these asinine rules and then doesn't tell us about them? Because that's, like, super interesting that he could do that.
Yeah.
So that means that potentially Carla could have played her idol last night.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she was going to, but had she played it, and he could have then stole it from her, like, as she's playing it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really wild. But yeah, I mean, to that point, like, I'm excited to talk about Noelle because, like, she, I think, has become one of my favorite players, just personally. Like, I mean, that doesn't speak to where she is in my ranking necessarily, but, like, I just enjoy watching her play so much. And, like, the whole line about when Owen and James, like, came yelling back into camp in this, like, screaming match, and Carla's just, like, standing there, like, accepting, like, what is happening right now. And then Noelle's just there, and she's like, does anyone want some papaya? I was, like, rolling. I feel like we got so much personality from her, and, like, I don't know, she's becoming my favorite player. It's pretty great.
I didn't even notice her before she said that, because I was so focused on the fight. But if you go back and watch that clip, before the fight like while the fight's happening the whole time, she just like has this like bug-eyed look, and she's like kind of like going in and out of the frame, and she's like, I'm not sure what to do. And I think that's when she finally decides that they want papaya, because before that she's just like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do I do with my hands, kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you've ever watched like Talladega Nights, like, what do I do with my hands? That's what it looked like with Noelle. But yeah, she came with the MVP play last night and the funniest moment as well. But yeah, I did enjoy finally some salty fighting.
Yes.
Within Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
About things that happened in Survivor and not real world stuff. So
yes.
It was really, even though they went, one of them went, so therefore it's over, I appreciate it while it happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a heads up before we get into player by player, Rebecca and I will be doing this again the week before the finale. We predict the finale is December 14th. Which means that we will be doing another podcast on December 9th. But if the finale is a week later, we'll do it a week later. So whenever the finale is, we'll do it the week before. That's what I know. So, okay. Well, let's go alphabetically, Rebecca.
All right. Starting with
Cassidy, who I labeled as an underdog the past few weeks on the podcast. But where do you have Cassidy ranked?
Yeah. So in my ranking, again, like you said, I think you said something like this towards the beginning, there's only 8 players. So I feel like there's a lot of people that, again, we've gotten to see a lot of great gameplay from in the last couple episodes. And I kind of want to rank them higher, but there's just all my top spots are full.
There's only 8.
I know, yeah. There's only 8. So Cassidy is at number 6 for me.
Oh, wow.
But which it feels like way too low, but that's just where she is. But I think that, like, obviously, you know, she got Ryan out, which was like a pretty, you know, good move. Not that, I mean, it wasn't entirely her, but like, you know, they had been kind of feuding, I guess, on the kind of down low. Like, I don't know. It was like,
I mean, she didn't go, which was the other option.
Yes,
in that
exactly. Fight, so like, so yeah. she beat Ryan. So like, that's cool. We also got to hear a really good confessional from her. It was just like very personal. She was talking about like her sister who passed away a couple of years ago. And so as soon as they started playing that confessional, I was like, oh no, Cassidy's going to get voted out. Like, this is a last hurrah. And then she didn't.
Oh no.
So I'm like, okay, so either this is the start of her like really moving upwards in the game, or she's going to get voted out soon. That's kind of my thoughts with her, just like the way that, again, the way that edit worked for this episode. Yeah. So I hope that she like does really well and like keeps playing and that we get to see her in the game. But I do also think it's possible that she's going to get voted out soon. So that's why she's at number 6.
So Cassidy for me last time, I believe, was number 4. This time she's moved up to number 3 for me. And I have to mention the stats real quick. She doesn't have any advantages. She has 5 votes against her so far, and she has 20 confessionals. So 5 votes against her is actually the most of anybody still active in the game. Cassidy, I like. I think she's moved up for me a lot because I can totally see at the moment. And it could be, like you said, I didn't even think about it like that. The backstory being this week was purposeful, as like talk about late in the game to be starting your story. But then again, Erica in 41... her winning game started this exactly, I think, like this week or the week after in 41. So what do I know? I can totally see Cassidy at this moment coming in like from behind and winning, seeing like if we see like a Carla and Jesse fumble at the end. I don't know. Or it turns out we've been misreading the jury, because right now the jury is Janine, James, Ryan. Maybe they don't like, let's say like they don't like Jesse, and Jesse gets the final 3 and, you know, and doesn't get the votes. And I could totally see like maybe Carla can't make fire and loses the final 4. Then you got Cassidy and Jesse and so I don't know. It just feels like right now, how is it not Carla or Jesse? And that's why I'm like, that's where my brain's at. I'm like, okay, so if it's not Carla or Jesse, who could it be?
Yeah.
Right now I'm on the Cassidy train for that. I think she has potential. I think she has, I don't know. I just there's something about her. Like, it doesn't feel like she is a 0% chance of winning, which I do feel about 2 people in particular. still, even with a final 8, I just don't see how they're going to beat 2 other people in the game.
Yeah.
But I have been surprised before. So Cassidy for me is number 3, and I feel okay about her. If Jesse or Carla were to be voted out, I'd feel great about Cassidy.
Yeah.
Like, if Carla was voted out next week, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I can also see it now. With James gone, like, there are some big players, like my top 3, that I think have... just really like a lot bigger targets on their backs now that James is gone. So yeah, I mean, they're obviously like, they've had good, you know, edits and good stories this far, But now that James is gone, he was a shield in a lot of ways. So, yeah, I mean, like you're saying, if they end up, you know, going out one by one, I could absolutely see Cassidy, you know, kind of working her way through the cracks and then ending up on top. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, if Carl and Jesse were to go out at 4 and 5, for mm-hmm. example, and Cassie's in the final three against Owen, Cody, Noelle, Sammy, or Gabler,
mm-hmm.
you could see her winning. Yeah. I don't know how she beat Cody at the moment, mm-hmm. but then again, I don't know what the jury feels about each of these people yet. Mm-hmm. We know James doesn't like Owen. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
I think that's Owen's biggest knock against him is there's already one juror who just is anti-Owen.
Yeah.
Right out the gate. And if you think about it, Janine, she was on Team Ellie, so she's anti-Gabler. Something mm-hmm. to keep in mind when we end up getting talk about Gabler later.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cassidy, I don't think there's anybody in the jury who's currently anti-Cassidy. James mm-hmm. isn't anti-Cassidy. Janine, as far as I know, isn't anti-Cassidy. And mm-hmm. Ryan was on the same tribe as Cassidy. And Ryan plays a very basic Survivor game. So mm-hmm. he'll probably just vote for, if one of his tribe mates are still in the final three, he probably would vote for them. So that's why Cassie is better off not sitting against Carla at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be her best move to get to the end and win. So we'll see when we do our week before the finale. We'll see how Cassie progresses. Because right now I feel like there's potential. I just don't know if she'll live up to it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personally. Do you have anything else on Cassidy?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Our next player is Cody. Cody currently is my number 5. He has 39 confessionals, the most of the season. He moved down for me.
Yeah.
And he only has one vote against him so far. He moved down to 5 because I do like Cody. I think they've really tapered off of Cody. Like, first 4 episodes were Cody, 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 Cody. Mm-hmm. And then since then, it's kind of like, Cody's there, and he's got like a fun side character. I don't feel like we're not getting...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're not getting Cody as the winner. I feel like we're getting Cody as a fun side character. Like, Cody goes out in the final 5 or 6, I would be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
With the story so far. But how do you feel about Cody?
Okay, that's you're making me rethink some of my rankings here I do have Cody at number 2. But the reason, because I'm putting together what you're saying and then also like the teaser that they showed for the next episode, because people are talking mm-hmm. about him and Jesse in that teaser. So I'm like, interesting.
I don't put too much stock into the teasers.
Well, that's fair. But yeah, so I have him at number 2. I mean, obviously, so he and Carla have been my number like 1 and 2 for the last couple podcasts, I think. And then they both won immunity in this last mm-hmm. episode. So I thought that was interesting.
Help. Yeah. He's good at immunities.
He is. And also, like, I mean, I think he's a pretty likable personality, too. And then obviously, like, he has had a lot of good things to say at Tribal. Like, we've gotten to see a lot of really thoughtful comments from him, which, you know, means that he's like very in tune with, like, I don't know, how to play the game. So yeah, I mean, I think he, like, I have high hopes for him, but also, like, yeah, I don't know, him and Jesse being so close is, like, honestly, like, that is a power couple right there, especially considering some of the advantages and stuff that they've got. But mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know, I can definitely see Cody and Carla butting heads if they get, like, you know, closer to the end, because, like, I don't know if I see the two of them ending up in the final three together.
Yeah.
I could see him and Jesse in the final three, though. So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I think that he could do really well. And we've seen a lot of good gameplay from him. It's a lot of subtlety because it's just, you know, comments mm-hmm. at Tribal or whatever. But yeah, I think he could do pretty well. So I have him at number 2.
Cody's likable, but could Cody beat Jesse in the final three? Would Cody vote out Jesse before the final three? That's a really big question as well.
That's true.
Because if Cody and Jesse are seeing the final three, can Jesse be like, well, Cody gave me his idol. I never gave it back to him. Because mm-hmm. right now, Cody's idol is sitting in Jesse's pocket. So it's Jesse's idol. It's been Jesse's idol for like 2 episodes now.
Yeah.
So Cody is very likable.
Mm-hmm.
But Cody would need to sit next to 2 people who are not likable. And I think Cody's best options would be right now sitting next to, like, Sammy and Gabler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that combination going to happen, though?
That's and I also think that for Cody, he does, like, he still needs to make big moves towards the end. Because, like, again, he had some big moves towards the beginning. Like, he had the whole hat, you know, immunity necklace thing. And so, like, you know, he's done some stuff. But like you're saying, he has kind of laid low for the last few episodes. So, yeah, we definitely, like, would need to see him making some big moves towards the end. Because, you know, he has some things to pitch to a jury. But, yeah, you're totally right. Like, if it's him and Jesse, you know, I think Jesse has a lot more moves that he can tell people about that most people might not have noticed or known was mm-hmm. him. So, yeah, that would be really challenging for Cody to, like, I don't know, counteract that if the two of them end up in the finals.
I mean, in a sense, Jesse is like the brains of their alliance and Cody's kind of the mm-hmm. face.
Yep.
So the question is, what will the jury value? I don't know. We've seen True. Previously where the brains of the alliance gets undercut by the face of the alliance. So I just, if Cody's in the final two, I think he could beat like a Sammy Gabler. Mm-hmm. Can he? I think he could beat Noelle. Mm-hmm. I think that's very possible. Could he beat Jesse? Could he beat Carla? I currently don't see that.
Yeah.
So if he's sitting next to either of them, I don't see him winning. But I will not rule him out. Like, if he's sitting next to Cassie and Owen, mm-hmm. he still has a chance. I don't feel like Cody's out of it. So he may be number five, but for me, it's like my top two are like, I'm all in on those two. Mm-hmm. Three, four, and five for me, I'm like, okay, these people have a chance of getting to the end of winning, which is Cody's the only one, or Cody and Cassie are the two people I mentioned in that three, four, and five category. Mm-hmm. And then six, seven, eight for me is like, even if I like them, it doesn't matter. I don't think they're winning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Cody is in the, he has a chance of going to the end of winning. It's just, he needs to sit next to the right people right now. Yeah. I don't think he's like final three proof. Like no matter who he sits next to, he's going to win, which I feel currently about Carla. Mm-hmm. But our next player on our list is Jesse. So we should talk about yes. him. Jesse for me is my number two. I guess he's not your number two because you said Cody was.
Yeah.
Jesse for me is my number two. He has 35 confessionals. He has two idols. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to briefly touch on this. One is Cody's, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
So obviously Cody knows about his own idol. Potentially, I don't think anyone has even mentioned it, though. Mm-hmm. Noelle should know about Cody's idol because of the beads and how that became public information. But yeah. I don't know if anyone connected the dots on that because Cody's kind of a nut and therefore they may not even remember the event happening because it yeah. was like just Cody being Cody.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many hours in the day, so many things he's done. Who knows? But yeah, so he has Cody's idol, and then Jesse's idol is potentially hidden. But I said, but yes. I put potentially because Cody, I think, is aware of Jesse's idol.
Mm-hmm. Is that so, the one that he got from Janine? Is that the one you're referencing?
Yes. Yeah. The one that ended up getting from Janine. I wonder if Cody knows about it.
Yes.
Though Cody doesn't seem to be just spreading. If Cody got the knowledge power, I don't think he would tell anybody except yeah. for maybe Jesse.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. You know what I mean? Like Cody's actually been a pretty good player in that sense. So
yeah.
Jesse, though, has the whole season had a clear story. Mm-hmm. We are always getting his perspective. We're seeing people talk to him.
Yep.
Sure, Gabler in the next time on Survivor mentions Jesse as like, you know, like on one hand, we got Carla as part of that three-headed snake that's now just her and Cassidy. And now Jesse and Cody are being identified. But at this point, there's only eight people left. Who holds mm-hmm. the power?
Yeah.
You know, Jesse is yet to even get a vote against him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, how? How is no one put a vote on Jesse?
Yeah. And I also feel like he's one of those players that we as the audience are seeing a ton of strategy from him in his mm-hmm. confessionals and just in the ways that we see him like spark conversations with other people. So like he'll say like, oh, we should do this, and then like someone goes off and like executes it,
and that's
usually
Cody.
Yeah. And so yeah, it's one of those things that like we as the audience are seeing some really solid gameplay from him that I don't know if everyone in the game is fully aware of. And so
which could be a knock against him.
It could be a knock against him. It could yeah. be if he's able to like, you know, really lay it out very clearly for a jury, I could see it being, you know, a really strong advantage for him of like, hey, I was, you know, the puppet master the whole time and you guys didn't even know. So yeah, I have him at position number three. So he's obviously very high on my list as well, kind of for those reasons, just because like, yeah, it's not only that we're hearing from him a lot, but it's like we're hearing strategy from him a lot and mm-hmm. we're seeing him.
And personal content as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, personal content. Yes. We're seeing successful strategy too. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think he could do really well. I could see him definitely winning this at this point.
I know we're going to get to Owen later, but seeing successful strategy from Jesse mm-hmm. is like the opposite of what we see from Owen most of the time.
Yeah.
Owen, even last night, like the move was Noelle's move.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, you could say Owen was a part of it, but like if Noelle wanted to do it, she could have still done it without his permission. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like seal the vote only with the permission of the person you're stealing yeah. from, you know?
I think the one thing we should give him credit for is that he did have to sort of act a little bit at tribal council. So
We'll get to him.
But yes. But I mean, yeah. It obviously was Noelle's move, but Yeah.
By the way, what'd you rank Jesse? I have him at number two.
Oh, I have him at number three.
Number three. Oh, okay. Yes. I think we're on the same page about number one then. I thought maybe he moved up to your number one slot.
No.
Yeah. So Jesse, I really like Jesse. For the past few weeks, Mary and I have been saying Jesse and Carla are kind of 1A, 1B for us. Mm-hmm. Like flip flop. They could flip flop at any moment. Really doesn't matter. Yep. If both of them are the final three, I don't know who I'm picking to win at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning a little bit more towards Carla, but that doesn't, I don't, I'm just trying to read the jury here. Yeah. Jesse, if he was like a top tier player, would have made sure that Dwight made it to the jury. Mm-hmm. If he was top tier. And you know, it's a newbie season, so I don't expect like expert gameplay like that, but just knowing that that wasn't the jury phase, like I got to get Dwight to the jury so that he votes for me at the end.
Yep.
Instead of letting Dwight go before the jury. Cause now Janine, James, Ryan, like those aren't any reds. Those aren't any people who are just like strong Jesse. The only people who are left who could be strong Jesse, of course, is Cody. Jesse should want Cody on that jury.
Yeah, absolutely.
That should be, Jesse should be like, Cody, final four, final five, I'm sorry, they're voting against you. There's nothing I can do. That whole nonsense shtick.
Yep.
Put Cody on the jury. Get him to vote for you. It's an automatic vote. Noel, possibly as well. I mean, they are both from the Red Tribe. And there's no one at the moment who I see clearly that Noel is in favor of. I mean. That's the undercutting of Noelle's. We don't know who is she close with. What is her alliance like? What's her strategy? Like she did have the MVP move. So Jesse at the moment should want Cody and Noelle both on the jury. I think for his own game. So I'm feeling good about Jesse. I'm just like waiting for like the episode where all of a sudden we see Jesse just screw up massively and they just vote him off. I'm just like pins and needles waiting.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Are you ready to move on to the next player?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Carla. Carla is my number one, as I just previously kind of hinted to in the Jesse part.
Yep.
She has 31 confessionals, like Jesse, zero votes against her, and has one idol, which I can safely say I think is hidden. Like no one knows about Carla's idol.
Yeah.
So,
and it's been a while since the show has even reminded us of it. Like, I'm trying to remember the last time that they mentioned it or like... Let
without just
it,
showing
so.
It on the bottom third of the screen.
Yeah.
Well, she did win immunity, so that helped not having to bring it up. I thought she might play for James because she said how important James was last night, but then she didn't. And I do see the value of, okay, now if James is gone, though he would have taken the heat, it keeps the heat off of Carla if now James is gone because he was taking a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it seemed like it could benefit Carla depending on how she
especially because it is like a big move, even though it wasn't like her idea. I could definitely see the perception being that was like a big move against someone that she was close with. And so, yeah, I also have Carla at my number one, which I think I kind of hinted at earlier. But I think we're starting to see her really start to play again. Like she's been kind of laying low for the last couple weeks, but obviously with the immunity win and then the big move against James, and just her in the immunity challenge with like the broken finger or the stitches or whatever, and just like out there killing it, and like, I don't know, I feel like that's the type of moments that are just make a really strong Survivor winner story. So I also just really like Carla. I want her to win, like genuinely.
I know you're not watching the episodes actively or like as they're airing, I mean.
Yeah.
So I know. So I always like when an episode, something happens like that in an episode where it's like, I can't believe she won this with her. Like I keep wanting to like send you a message. I'm like, oh no, wait.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil it. Rebecca hasn't watched yet. So I got to hold back every time.
Yeah. I have to watch it next day because I don't have the live TV. But yeah.
Yeah, so I'm always tempted to spoil things, but not spoil. I just want to like talk about what we're doing. But anyways, Carla. Also, update on last time. So last time we mentioned how if you bought her torch, she would make out with you to get it back from you.
Oh yeah.
She's married.
Yes.
So I didn't know that last time.
Oh, you didn't? So anyone, oh no.
So anyone who was, I mean, maybe I did and I forgot. But who thought to themselves, oh, now's my chance. Not really.
Yeah.
Not really your chance the way I thought I was going to start anything, but just want to throw that out there. Because when I found that out, like the day after we posted the podcast, it's like, don't I feel dumb?
Oh, no.
Not knowing this. Yeah. Carla's already married. So So, I mean, it's, I guess it's your chance if that's all you're wanting, but if you're
right,
wanting more,
right.
No, nope. Torch is not the way to do it. So anyways, anything else on Carla?
Just that I think that right now, Carla seems very, from what I've seen, like, in the show, she seems pretty underestimated compared to, like, a James or a Cody or a Jesse. Mm-hmm. Which I think, again, could be something that's, like, really good for her, because it could help her to, like, get to the end and then be able to say, like, oh, here's all the big moves I made. And, yeah, I don't know. I also think that, because we're talking about jury, there's enough people who, like, especially if Cassidy ends up on the jury, like, I could see her voting for Carla, honestly.
She needs Cassidy on the jury. Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, Cassidy is very, you know, oh, like, I hate seeing all these women keep getting voted out and all of that. And so I think if Carla can get towards the end, or can get to the end with, you know, a couple of guys, like, I think Carla could do really well.
Put Carla next to Sammy and Gabler. Carla wins. Mm-hmm. Clean sweeps the jury, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I think she has James and Ryan, and I think she gets Cassidy if she puts her on the jury. Mm-hmm. I don't see how she couldn't get Janine. Nothing I recall about Janine hating Carla.
Right.
So, but all very, very possible.
Yep.
Carla right now is our biggest jury threat. Jesse, I still have question marks with the jury.
Mm-hmm.
Carla, I'm like, I could see her, the current jury sweeping them. So.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. Carla and Jesse in the final three would be really, and I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be really interesting.
Yeah.
But the show keeps pushing Carla. Is she going to go in the final four fire making competition? Though they did, as I told you before, and I know you end up seeing it, they pulled that villainous confessional out of her edit.
Yes.
After putting it in the preview when they didn't know how the season was going to end yet.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder. I'm like, you know, what does this mean?
Yes.
So anyways, I don't know. Don't you know.
I'm
but
excited.
I will not forget it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So are you ready for the next player?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fan favorite Gabler, Alla Gabler. He went underwater. So he has 27 confessionals. Mm-hmm. Shockingly, no votes against him, though. I guess not so shockingly when you keep having immunity in your pocket or you get the immunity necklace. So he really, though, I'm surprised that, like, he wasn't even on the block this week.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much drama.
Yeah.
I guess.
And honestly, I think Gabler's He's such a good goat. Like, honestly.
So was Ryan, though.
Well,
Ryan
that's
was a
true.
Great goat.
That's true.
Sit next to Ryan and Gabler, you were winning. It didn't matter who you were.
That's true.
But anyways, what do you think about Gabler? He's got 27 confessionals. I don't know if I said that already.
Yes.
He's number 8 for me. He's my last place.
Yeah. So he's number 7 for me.
Seven.
The only reason.
Oh, I know.
You know
you really
who my number 8 is.
Yeah, you just really dislike your number 8.
You know. But yeah, for Gabler, I think he really should be number 8. But because of his team up with Cody, I think if Cody is able to, like, get deep in the game, he's going to drag Gabler with him. And so I could see Gabler, basically, I could see Gabler getting to the end. I see him as having basically no shot at winning, which is why he's still number 7. But I think he's pretty likely to get far in the game at this point, which is kind of, I don't know, because I feel like there's other players that have more interesting gameplay that we've been seeing, at least. So I would prefer to watch them play the game, but I think it's pretty likely that he's going to end up getting late in the game, especially because they made such a big deal about him teaming up mostly with Cody, but really with Cody and Jesse, who are both pretty big players in the game right now. So, yeah, I have him at number 7.
Like, on paper, it makes sense how he got this far in the game, but then watching the show, I'm like, how did he get here?
Yes.
But, like, on paper, it makes sense.
Accurate.
Not when I'm just, like, watching the storyline. I'm like, how did he... Is this the same guy from episode 1? Like, are we serious right now? How did he get here? So, yeah, Gabler, I don't have high hopes for winning. I don't know what combination of people he gets next to currently that he could win. I don't think he beats Noel. I don't think he beats Cody. Maybe he could beat Owen if Owen keeps
possibly
tripping on himself.
Yep.
I don't think he beats Cassie, Jesse, or Carla. So,
yeah.
I don't... I'm like, what is Gabler going to say? I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Unless he pulls some crazy move towards the end here. Like, he would have to do something insane. I don't even know what he would have to do.
And I don't think Janine's pro Gabler. She was with Ellie, and Ellie was anti Gabler.
Yeah.
So I don't think he has Janine's vote. And that's like, who else would he get, you know, on the jury at the moment. I don't know. So
yeah.
Gabler doesn't seem storyline set up for a win, nor do I think even on paper. I can't do the math to figure out how he wins at the moment. Of course, yeah. We haven't seen the last few episodes, but
yeah.
As of now. So, all right, let's move on to Noelle, who I don't know if she actually made a big jump in my rankings, but I feel like she solidified herself at not being at the bottom.
Mm. Nice.
With her last night.
Yeah.
I mean, as we talked about earlier, you know, her papaya
yeah.
joke, her facial expressions, like talk about an MVP episode with the steal of vote and the way she played it, like defensively playing it.
Yep.
Like, what a brilliant move. Like what a 4D chess move. I have her at number 6.
Okay.
I don't think she has a chance of winning because yeah. of the storyline, not because I think she's done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the story has done nothing to set her up, it feels like, for a win. She has 17 confessionals, only one vote against her all season. What do you think about Noelle?
Yeah, Noelle is becoming one of my favorite players. I just really enjoyed that we got to see, I feel like, more of her personality in the last episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like it kind of seems like she has, at least in this episode, stopped holding back. And again, I don't know if that's because she actually stopped holding back or we just got to start seeing more of it in the edit. But yeah, like the whole comment, like you said, about the papaya, which, by the way, I think should have been the quote for the episode title.
Oh,
the
yeah.
one they picked was but
it may have ruined the joke, though, if they'd done that.
That's true. And also,
people
I guess
do look at the episode titles.
P.S. about Carla, because it was something that Carla said while she was, you know, winning immunity. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting note too, I guess.
Yeah, they kind of spoiled that Carla was going to have a good episode based on the episode title, but
yeah,
what
true.
Else is new?
That's true. But yeah, but talking about Noelle, yeah, I love even just like how she kind of took charge at council, at tribal council, because was it like Owen and James were like getting into it again and she was like, all right, that's mm-hmm. enough. Like, it's time to vote. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then like you said, you know,
of course she said that back at camp. She's like, I wish we could just go to tribal right now. But like
yeah.
she was either A, over the drama, or B, was just like her brain was gonna I know the moment when you're just like, your brain's gonna explode
yes.
if there's any more of this going on.
Yeah.
I feel
and
like that's kind of where
so
she may have been
ready
at.
To make that move of playing yeah. the steal a vote. She was like, yeah, it was all set up. And like, yeah, I enjoyed not only the fact that she made a big move, but the way that she did it mm-hmm. and the personality that we got from her. So yeah, I think, I mean, again, she's like one of my favorite players, but like you're saying, because of the story and also because not many people have really talked about the physical, you know, thing that she has that like might make her not like people. I feel like people shouldn't want her to sit in the final three. No one's really been talking about it. But yeah. I have a feeling that that is going to just prevent her from getting all the way to the end. I just don't see how it doesn't become an issue later. So I
especially
do have
with
her
the leg. We can't forget about the leg.
Yes.
That is automatic empathy/sympathy from the jury.
It really is.
Whether
yeah.
we want to admit it or not, you look at her and you put her next to Gabler, Sammy, Cody, Owen, I mean, Cassie, Jesse.
Yep.
You got to give her some credit, you know?
Yeah.
And she actually has a move now, that like
yes.
a very visible move
yep.
that was smart. You know, James may be mad at her.
Yeah.
But I think he's more mad at Owen.
But also, I think she could even spin it because, you know, James, like, even though he was mad when he left, he was trying to spin it like, oh, it's a sign of respect. And she was like, yeah, it is a sign of respect.
Yeah.
And so I think even if she happens to make it to the finals, I don't know, maybe she goes on an immunity run or something, but like if she happens to make it to the finals, I think if she can, you know, in her last tribal, in her what do they call it, speech, there's a
I think her
it.
An immunity run would do her a lot of good.
You're
talking
would.
About final tribal council.
Yes, yeah. And if yeah. in that final tribal, if she's able to kind of play into James's ego a little bit and be like, mm-hmm. yeah, that was a big move, I had to get you out because I knew you were a huge threat. I don't know. Yeah, I
yeah.
could see her even winning him over. So I'm enjoying watching her play. She's one of my favorite players. I don't think she has a high chance of getting to the end, but if she gets to the end, she wins. So she's number 5 for me just because I don't think they're going to let her get to the end, but I would love to see her go further in the game.
I think Noelle would need a really strong ending here
yeah.
to win. I have her in my third category of there's just nothing the story's done to make me feel like she's going to win.
Yeah.
However, if Noelle were to have a strong end game and win, I'd be like, okay, that wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen much worse. I've seen much worse. So yes. if she went on an immunity run mm-hmm. and then was in the final three because of that, like she just won immunities from here to the end.
Yeah.
I mean, applaud her, you know.
That'd be great.
How did this she went through this whole game under the radar and then at the end exploded. Like I'd be, and she's still a vote. I'm sure she got another move up her sleeve. Who knows? So, you know, I originally did have her in my third category of no chance, and I'm talking myself into it. She's still number six. What number for you again?
She's number five for me.
Okay. And for anyone wondering, you can quickly look at the description of the video to see our rankings without any of the talking, if that's all you're interested in. But if you're this far, I guess you're interested in the talking somewhat.
Yeah.
So yeah, so for her, she's number five. For you, she's number five. For me, she's number six.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for next player?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Owen.
Yeah.
Mary keeps joking that Owen, every time he tries to do something, he gets undercut or he like Charlie Browns his way through the situation.
That's true.
All season, it's been like Owen is like Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Just can't really get anything to go his way until last episode where James goes instead of Owen, yeah. You know?
Yep.
So far he has 26 confessionals, 3 votes against him. No advantages. I mean, everyone technically has a shot in the dark, but also technically nobody cares about the shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Because it is such a long shot and they saw how in back-to-back seasons it never worked.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Yeah.
That's really, Survivor totally botched making this something people want to play,
mm-hmm.
which is usually what they want.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about Owen?
Yeah, so unsurprisingly, he is my number 8 still at the bottom.
That is not who I thought you were saying was at number 8.
Wait,
okay.
Really? Okay, wow. Okay, yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I totally thought it was the last person we had talked
really?
About.
Really? Okay. Right. No,
I'm always
yeah.
blindsiding me every week, Rebecca. Every week.
But I'm always blindsiding you by putting Owen at the bottom, so I don't know.
You blindsided me last time by putting Sammy at the bottom.
Did
was
I?
It not Sammy?
Okay, maybe I need to go back and listen to that episode again. I don't remember.
I will look it up right now because
okay,
I'm like,
do it.
I thought you had Sammy at the bottom still.
Maybe it was the week. Okay, before I don't know. Anyway,
anyways, you talk about Owen and I'll do research.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, pull up the facts. So Owen, I have him at the bottom, kind of like you said, nothing is going his way. Even like when he beat James, he didn't do anything. Like he was so like it was Noelle's move really. I did mention, you know, it,
no, you had Owen at the bottom last time. I was incorrect. What the heck?
Yeah. Yep.
What the heck? Okay, I'm just dumb. That's the lesson.
There's a lot of names. There's a lot of people that we're talking about. But yeah, the big move was, it was Noelle's move. It wasn't even his move. He did have to do a little bit of acting, I guess, to get James to not play his mm-hmm. advantage. So like, yeah, some kudos for that. But I don't know. I just see him as being also in a position of being very frustrated with the game and like I don't know, I just don't see him like really being able to befriend enough people and like to not only get to the end but then to get jury votes. Like I just don't see him getting jury votes. So yeah, he's at my number 8. I just really don't see him as having any chance of winning. I think he and Gabler are like the two people that others should try and like get to the end so they can be goats basically, but I just don't see him as having any chance of winning.
I have Owen at number 4.
Okay.
And I have a few reasons.
Yeah.
Not many. The strongest one not even being something that's in the actual season, which I hate doing.
Interesting.
But it's relevant for we'll see here in a second. So
okay.
Owen, I think he, even though last night's move, I attribute 99% to Noelle.
Mm-hmm.
And James, how does he not look at Owen and see this dude's not acting really?
Yeah.
Like, his acting wasn't that great.
It was like, not good. No.
Owen did not at all look devastated that his vote was stolen.
Yeah.
Like, Owen's like.
Or surprised
oh, man,
at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I told Mary last night. I was like, hey, she should not told Owen what she was doing.
Yes.
I mean, what else is new? Owen never knows anyways.
Yeah.
Just steal it from Owen just to do the same thing.
Which
and
actually.
And be like, Owen, I didn't tell you so that you had been surprised.
And also,
so
P.S. James actually about bought that. It. That was something I thought was actually interesting. This is kind of going back to Noelle a little bit, but
okay.
Owen did bring up in that tribal that it was him, Noelle, and James on, what was it, day 4 that went to the island, and like the three of them decided to let Noelle get this advantage that she was then like using against him. So that was one thing that I was like, okay, that is interesting. That's like an interesting story arc for Noelle, where it's like, yeah, she's using it against someone that she had like played earlier and convinced them that she was at the bottom of her tribe and stuff. So, I mean,
I love the irony.
And it was not only that she played it against Owen, but she played it against Owen to get James out, which is like, so there's like so many layers to the storytelling there. And I thought that was very entertaining. But if he hadn't known beforehand, he might not have brought that up. I don't know. Yeah, it was like definitely a weird reaction from him. But for Noelle's story, it made a lot of sense. So I don't know. It was interesting.
So I keep getting a sense, this is the same with Cassie, where it's like both of them, I'm just like, I feel like, I don't know, like I could see them coming on strong at the end of winning and just being like an underwhelming winner for us.
Yeah.
Because Carl and Jesse are so out in front, and the show has done this a bunch of times, so they put people out in front and then those people end up losing at the very end. You know, they get voted out at 4 and 5 and it's just like, okay, so we got to settle for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like kind of that's where we're going. I hope not. So it could be Cassie or Owen as the winner. Owen's my number four. Another thing, and so I'm about to spoil the winner of The Amazing Race 32, which is an absolute trash season, one of the worst of the whole franchise. So if you don't want spoilers for that, skip to the next person. You have been warned. Okay. So the winners of The Amazing Race 32, James and Will, I believe, was their names, or are their names. And aren't dead. So they won that season, and I think they filmed it in like 2018, and they didn't actually air it until the end of 2020. So for like 2 years, they were sitting on knowing that they won, and they didn't get $1 million. And all you see from the alumni of Amazing Race and Survivor is this constant love for James and Will, James and Will constantly posting about the Amazing Race. Like all season, they're the most excited about this season happening on TV. And it's just like, I think they're the winners. Like,
yeah.
I think they've been spoiling it so hard. Like it's been 2 years and they are so ready to like finally get the win and the and I understand like the excitement after 2 years of like we still haven't gotten the money. We won,
yeah,
but we still haven't gotten the money because it needs to air on TV and they took so long to air it, especially with COVID pushing it back.
Yeah.
So Owen had that same push from all the Survivor alumni, like a bunch of the alumni before the season began. I can't say during the season as much, but before the season began, it was just like, Owen, I love Owen. Owen. And it's like no one else. They were all like all over like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not putting too much stock into it, but I'm just like using as like, okay, Owen's at number four. And I feel a little bit better knowing that everyone was like, everyone's like, all these people either A, know something
or
because word gets around because the winner's already been revealed to them. They already know who the winner is, the cast 43. So, I don't think we're being punked. I just think that it's something I take consideration ever since season 32 was essentially spoiled by.
Yeah.
Just how dang excited everyone was by this team they've supposedly never seen on TV yet.
Right, yeah.
And Owen, the player they've never even seen play Survivor, and all of a sudden everybody's super, we're all super excited about Owen. Yeah, why? Yeah. We've never even seen him play or even be in an episode yet. So, anyways.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to...
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say...
No, go ahead. I was like, I'm over Owen, but go ahead.
I'm also over Owen. If he ends up winning, I will be very disappointed, especially just like because, very underwhelming. Like he would have to I don't know, maybe he will be able to now that James is out of the game. But like he would have to seriously step up his gameplay and like really pull some big and like exciting moves. Like if he just does an immunity run and like
something that's to his name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Other than yelling at James. So, I don't know. Yeah, I hope it's not an underwhelming season.
I do love how James is like, why is Owen getting mad at me? He voted for me twice. But James should have said that to Owen. We never saw him say that to Owen. Like, James, you're supposed to say the issue you have with the guy to the person. But dude, like, I don't fully trust you. You voted for me twice. But Owen's acting like, James, like, killed his cat. Like,
Which, to so be fair, James both did in the wrong try in their own to way. Talk to Owen. He did try to talk to Owen, and Owen was not having it. But he should have talked to Owen sooner. Yeah, he should have talked to them before the vote, but... Anyway,
they were both in the wrong. That's how I put it. They were
Yeah.
James, if James was still here, he'd be low on my list.
Yeah.
All right. Our last player is Sammy, who I have at number 7.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like Sammy came on strong at the beginning of the game, kind of like Cody, and he's really tapered off since then.
Mm.
I do want to mention, because I don't know if anyone knows this, he is 19. So if you have forgotten,
yeah,
please remember he is 19.
I thought he was 22.
He's 19. I thought he was 22 as
He's 19.
But he's 19.
Okay.
Don't forget. He is 19 years old and he wants to win the game.
Yes.
In fact, if anything, I think, as I said, I do stand by that. I think, to me, he comes across the strongest as a 0-vote finalist. Like, if he's in the final, I just don't see him winning.
Yeah.
But he has no votes against him so far.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people just see him as a goat or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think about Sammy?
Yeah. So Sammy is an interesting one. I think I've moved him up since last time. So he is at the number 4 spot for me.
Oh,
but
you
that
have
is
moved him
somewhat,
up. Wow.
It is somewhat contingent on whether or not he gets credit for the James vote. Because there's a couple factors that go into that. So first of all, obviously he's like the first one who's really been pushing to break up the 7, the alliance of 7 that they've had. And he was successful in doing that. So, you know, in a way, it is like a big move, and I think most people know that it was him. So it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. You know, it could be something that puts the target on his back quickly because it's like, oh, you just broke up your alliance. But on the other hand, it is like something for his resume. So, you know, if he's able to like get by, I think it will be interesting. I kind of mentioned this when we were talking about Carla, but I will be curious to see, even though the Jesse... even though the James vote was Sammy's idea, I feel like Carla's going to get more, I don't know about more credit for it, but like more attention because of it, if that makes sense. Because I think she was perceived as being really close with James, and I don't know if the same perception was true of Sammy and James. So even though it was like his idea and it was a big move from him, I don't know that he's going to get credit for that move. So it kind of depends on that, and it depends on how trustworthy he is with people, because he has talked with so many people about breaking up the 7. But yeah, I don't know. I think we've started to see him play a little bit, which is part of the reason why he moved up for me. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see if that continues to happen, or if he just does something dumb and then gets voted out immediately. I don't know.
I know Sammy definitely, more so than some other people here, can say he's moved this game. He's done things this game.
Yes.
It's just my biggest thing I always keep coming back to is, can Sammy talk to the jury and convince them to vote for him? It's just nothing comes across like that. He just like he's so aggressive. Mm-hmm. And I say this as somebody who is usually aggressive when I want something, or I'm like trying to do something, or I'm like, let's trying to lead something. I'm like, you know, I usually have to find myself. I got to hold myself back a little bit. So I recognize, you know, like myself in a way, I guess, but Sammy, can he talk to the jury and convince them to vote for him? I don't think so. I think it's the same issue I would have if I played Survivor. If for some reason I found my butt in the final 3, could I convince the jury to vote for me? Probably not. I'd probably lose. That's where I'd lose at. I'd be like, can I script all my answers?
Interesting. Maybe.
If I could script myself, I'd win.
Just write it out on the sand. Memorize it.
Yeah. Just Jeff, can I have a notepad? I just want a notepad. It's all I need. I don't need any food. Just a notepad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say the thing with Sammy, too, is I do agree with you that, like, in his conversation with the jury, I feel like his big thing would just be, like, I'm actually 19. And the jury, the jury's probably going to be like, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And so,
what a big twist.
I mean, he has, like you said, he has moved the game. So, yeah, as long as he, like, if he does get to the finals, he needs to, like, mention the fact that he's 19, but then, like, don't make that the main point of your case. Like, you have to talk about your gameplay. Or maybe you don't even mention the 19 thing. Because even the whole thing is like, oh, so you've just been lying to us this entire time. And for what, you know? So I don't know. Yeah. I think he has potentially he could have the ammo for a good final jury. But would he be able to use that ammo properly? Great question. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just see Sammy just sitting at the end and getting no votes.
Yeah.
Just straight up. Like, that's how it feels. That's how it's felt almost since, I think, like, week 4, maybe 5. I was I think Sammy's, I just don't see him winning. I think an older Sammy, a wiser Sammy, I must have said Sammy, Sammy might be better. That's a problem you see with a lot of people who play the game and are like 18, 19. Mm-hmm. They feel like they have a lot to prove because there's the word teen is in their age, you know, and you're just young. I remember being that young.
He should come back and play when he's 22. Just get him back on for another season.
He would have I feel like you do have a better chance of winning. The older you are until a certain point, you have a better chance of winning. And pretty much everyone in the game, with the exception of Mike Gabler and Sammy, are within my sweet spot of 25 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Cassie at 26, Cody at 35, Jesse at 30, Carla at 28, Noelle at 25, and Owen at 29. All in that sweet spot. Gabler at 51 being the outlier, and Sammy is an outlier at 19. So that sweet spot, you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
It just comes up more often than not. So, well. That's all I have, actually, for the eight people.
Yeah, same.
Do you have anything else, Rebecca?
No, I think that's it. I've been, I don't know, I love the end game. I love seeing people, you know, really, like, the pressure really stepping it up, and especially with it being a shorter, you know, time frame that they're out there this time. Like, yeah, I love the ending. I'm excited to see where this goes.
This is the most crucial part of the game.
It is.
Anything you did in the first half is almost inconsequential in comparison to what did you do in the second half?
Yep.
That's what people remember the most.
Yeah.
You know, we're on day 18 now out of 20. So dumb. Yeah. We're on day 18 now out of 26.
Yep.
So these last 8 days are really the most, 7, 8 days are the most crucial. This is the, mm-hmm. you know, the last week of the game, I guess, for them.
Yep.
That's just so crazy to think
yeah.
about. Only 7 or 8 days left. All right. We won't even get into that. Rebecca, last time we talked about Taylor Swift.
We did.
And her album rankings.
Yeah.
Where can people check you out at?
Oh, yeah.
You talk about Taylor Swift.
Yes. So, yeah, I've started posting a little bit more Taylor Swift content to my YouTube channel, which is called Barefoot Summer. So if you want to go check it out, you can. I have posted a video ranking Taylor Swift's albums and then also talking about the track order off of Midnights because I had some thoughts about that. I felt like it should have been a little bit different, maybe. But so I posted a couple of videos talking about that, and more Taylor Swift content coming soon. Have some more videos in the works. So,
and Rebecca did tell me before we recorded that if she reaches 10,000 subscribers, that she will. I think you said you're going to buy people Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah, yeah. I have some connections at Ticketmaster. So no, I do not. Please, no one ask me for tickets. I couldn't even get tickets. And trust me, I tried. I was in the queue for 6 hours and it sucked. Yeah.
If you don't already know, and for some reason you're still listening, I mean, I barely knew about this. Rebecca filled me in more.
Yeah.
It has been a complete crap show for people trying to buy, legitimately trying to buy tickets to go to a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah,
because
it's
of bots
rough.
And resellers and everything. So. Yep.
Yeah, I've seen some tickets being resold for literally $10,000. And that's crazy. So it's going to take a little more than 10,000 subscribers for me to be able to afford that, unfortunately. But
yeah, I that's actually true. I should have said 100,000 because even me, I wouldn't spend that much.
Yeah.
And I have almost 50,000 subs. So
yeah.
Well, we do appreciate you all listening, and we will see you for our weekly podcast, of course, every week. But Rebecca and I will be back the week before the finale to talk about the final. I assume the final five at that point. So.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all next time. Bye.